Those Two Girls
on Hit 105.
Okay. Podcast is on.
Sorry,
turn the volume up.
Are you okay? Yes, it's passed. The moment has passed. That's so awkward when that happens.
You can sneeze if you want to.
No, it's gone.
Okay, we've got a great show for you guys. Gosh, we had fun this morning.
We had fun this whole week.
I'll tell you something for nothing. I need bacon and I need it immediately now.
Well, let's start listening. We've got to go get some brekkie.
I need it.
Those Two Girls on Hit 105.
It's the ideas that the producers reject that make John those two girls the best.
He's already dead.
It's those two girls, kind of good, but not really like the best sort of ideas segment. Yeah.
Well, we are laughing in the face of all this because what we're doing is putting it to the people, the ideas that we wanted to get off the ground in our first week of Breakfast Radio fill-in that our producers and big bosses were just like, nah, that
shot
is a terrible idea for Breakfast Radio. It'll never happen.
And Sarah, we were so persistent.
Yep.
Dreams are free. We kept going. Today is a win for the little people. Producers hated this idea. You guys love it. We asked you to imitate the Brisbane traffic guy.
And let me tell you, every single phone line in this station has lit up. The wind is on us. High five me.
High five. Now, why did we want to turn this into a segment, Sarah? Because it does it not
it
get
gets
stuck
in your ear. Sometimes I'll just be in a traffic jam and just be like, Brisbane traffic.
Okay, let's go. I mean, and do you know what else I'm going to do just to peeve the producers off more?
Yeah, let's make the promo team really work.
Every person who makes it to air will get a prize.
Yes!
There, I said it. Oh, my God, it's our show. Forever.
Okay, Samuel from Morayfield, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Samuel, go.
Brisbane traffic.
Yes! Yes, that pitch at the end. Nailed it. Corinne
not bad.
From Narangbar. You ready?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Take it away, Corinne.
Good morning. All right. Brisbane traffic.
Yes. It's all in the traffic.
It's got a bit of screech to it.
I think you've got to get a bit of the Brisbane.
Like a bit of a trill. A bit of a trill. Come on, Zane.
Like a budgie.
Bring
Zane,
it home.
Are you our budgie?
Rightio, brace yourself, girls. I've nailed this. Brisbane traffic.
Oh, that's good.
You are understudy at the moment, Zane. I'll tell you what.
The producers are still writing on the screen, this segment sucks. It doesn't. 25 people say it doesn't.
Troy from Calbar. You've got a bit of travel to do if you're at Calbar, I'm guessing.
Yeah, nice rainy day.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Give us your best.
Righto. Brisbane traffic.
They've been practicing, these beautiful people.
Cherie from Murray. Oh, can I just say I love that rhymes?
That is beautiful.
Okay, take it away.
Brisbane traffic.
Oh, perfect, on pitch. Pitch is like pitch perfect.
Brizzy, I love you so much. John from 8 Mile Plains. Okay, are you in the car at the moment? You're feeling mm-hmm. our vibe? Okay, go for it.
All right.
Oh, he's got the trill.
Yes, I think it's the roll of the R, John.
Oh, God, okay. He's good.
Tom from Heritage Park, let's round it out with you.
How you going?
Okay, have you got the goods?
I'll try.
Okay, go.
Brisbane traffic.
Oh, yes. You know,
all getting tickets to Transformers The Last Night out now. I don't even care if we have them. We'll give them. We'll get them for you.
We'll buy them for you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, guys, did you love our segment? I'm going to give it a 15 out of 10
that
for this one. There's more to come. We're going to force them.
Jack's just told
them.
Us to wrap it up. Jack's saying.
Thank you. Oh, Jack, raining on our parade.
Oh, look, everyone loves it. Don't worry. It'll come good, Sarah.
Let's do this again next week with other brilliant ideas that don't make it to air.
We're going to bring them to life.
Oh, thanks for playing, Brizzy.
Those Two Girls on Hit 105.
Those Two Girls want you to check your two girls.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Hit 105's Breast Day Out.
Hey guys, all this week, Lise and I have been talking about self-breast checks after realising that we are in the 50% of Brizzy women who don't check our buzzies regularly. We're just relying on our annual GP checkup.
It's an alarming statistic, and we feel pretty bad about the fact that we're really not all over it.
So we're taking action. We're putting not money where our mouth is, mammaries, I suppose. Oh, that sounded wrong. But we're making an event. We're making an event called Breast Day Out, where tomorrow morning here at the Hit 105 station, we've roped in some GPs to teach us as women how to give our breasts a thorough self-check over.
One-on-one consultations. The registrations have been phenomenal for this event. I think the response has been amazing. And in fact, yesterday while we were on air, we received a Facebook message by a young woman called Kristen. This is what she said to us. We were live on air at the time.
Yeah.
She said, "I want to thank you for bringing awareness to breast checks. As I message you, I'm sitting at the PA hospital waiting for my results to see if I have breast cancer." So, as you guys can imagine, we were, what a strange feeling that is to receive a message like that. It really brings things, it makes things so real. And of course, we followed up with Kristen.
To see, how she went.
So, Kristen, how did you go at the hospital yesterday?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's come back. Everything looks good so far. Because I've got the BRCA gene, we're going to go ahead with the surgery anyway. So we're not going to really do too many more tests like the biopsy, just because there's no use putting my body through all of that just to have the surgery anyway. But it looks like everything's okay so far.
So take us back a little bit, Kristen. Can you tell us how old you are? And it sounds like you've had issues in the past.
Yeah, so I'm 28. I found out about 5 years ago that I had the BRCA2 gene. My mum recently got diagnosed with breast cancer. Her mum died of it quite young, in her late 30s. All her cousins and her aunties most of them have passed away, unfortunately, because of breast cancer, and quite young. So to me, there's just no point waiting and risking it.
Yes. Yeah, it must feel a bit like a ticking time bomb, I suppose.
So are you electing then to have a double mastectomy?
Is it a hysterectomy as well, or is it the ovaries that go to?
I'm not getting the ovaries yet because I haven't had babies and I'm way too clucky to do that. But I'm getting the double mastectomy. So I'm getting a bilateral mastectomy and reconstruction straight away.
Okay, so pretty much what Angelina Jolie did. That's what you're about to go down the path of, Kristen.
How are you feeling, Kristen? Like, I can't even imagine. I mean, we were in the middle of the show yesterday when your message came through. So I just can't, it was such an immediate, we were all chatting, online, and I just couldn't imagine sitting in the PA hospital waiting for news like that. I can't imagine what you were feeling in that moment.
I guess to me, because I've already decided to have the surgery, it didn't really change things if I had the cancer or if I didn't. The only thing it really changes is if I get to keep my nipples or not. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, of course.
If you get to keep that or not. And if you don't keep them, they say you have Barbie foods, because obviously Barbie doesn't have any. So that was the really only thing that was going to change it. And to me, in my mind, I'm like, well, I'm doing this, so I don't have cancer breast cancer down the future.
Okay.
So I was kind of like, I've been fine the whole way through. It hasn't really affected me. And then I was listening to the girl on the radio yesterday on my way to the hospital, and I just heard her story, and that's when I started to get a little bit emotional. But I was like, I have to message these girls and let them know they're doing such a good thing.
Oh, well, we're so glad you did. And Kristen, given you had a family history of breast cancer, we're assuming that you were pretty on top of your self-examinations of your breasts, were you?
You would think so, but I wasn't. It's so hard to explain, but you try and do your self-check, but there's all different lumps and bumps anyway. You have this thing on the right-hand side that they found doesn't feel any different to all my other lumps and bumps that I have, just because I'm young and, my tissue's quite dense. So I think if I went to the doctors to maybe really learn how to self-check properly, I should have been more over that.
Okay.
But for a while, it was a little bit in denial. And I guess I didn't really wasn't really at the forefront of my mind. It, like, people weren't really talking about it because I was so young.
I mean, Kristen, it's you. It's you and 50% of the population, as we've found out, and that's why we're getting the GPs in on our Saturday event, because we need to be shown how to do this correctly. Because I'm 37 and I'm still, I kind of have a rough idea, but rough ain't going to cut it.
Well, and as you said, Kristen, every woman's breast tissue is created differently. So some have more muscles, some have more fat. Like, it's all higgledy-piggledy in there to every individual woman.
You just don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, we can't thank you enough, as Sarah said earlier, for jumping on and sharing your story with us through you know, the modern age of Facebook messaging.
It's a beautiful thing. And look, we wish you all the best with upcoming double mastectomy. And thank you again for sharing your story when it's just so raw and it happened just yesterday.
Thanks for really making this, I guess, at the forefront of girls' minds.
Yeah.
Not many people are kind of making, you know, efforts to really do that.
You know, the thing that stood out to me in that chat with Kristen is the fact that she said that perhaps if she'd been shown by a GP, because she said that she couldn't feel the lump herself or went something like that.
Her breast tissue was so dense.
That's right, because she's young, but perhaps if she'd been shown by a GP, she would have known what to. So that's what we're doing Saturday, guys.
That's what Breast Day Out is all about here tomorrow morning at Hit 105. It's a serious issue for women's health, but rest assured, we're making sure that it is super fun, and we want you to bring your best friend along. Bring your mum. If you've got a teenage daughter, bring her too. You're never too young to know what your body feels like.
Did you say breast assured?
Did I?
I think you did. Oh. Hey, guys, it's the last chance right now to register for this
free event.
We thought
it was yesterday, and then we maxed out.
Yep.
So we're like, okay, if there's this many
people who want
in.
It's really easy to do. Do it right now on your phone. In fact, it's pinned to the top of our Facebook page, Hit 105 Facebook page. So register now, guys. Last chance.
We'd love to see you there.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
I cannot stand it when these people just sit at a roundabout and wait for nothing to be on the roundabout before they go through the roundabout.
Triggered. Can't stand it when people comfortably travel 10Ks under the limit. Like, don't you have anywhere to be? Because I have
somewhere.
Triggered. So frustrated when people try to get into the lift before you get out of the lift.
Triggered.
You can't get in unless I get out.
Yes, just back up and wait.
Triggered.
Going to IKEA, I literally park in the last spot down the end, most furthest from the entrance, and a car parks next to me.
Triggered.
We got a lot of angry little men and ladies out there just needing to get stuff off their chest.
That's the thing. Once they call in on 13 10 60, it's off their chest, Sarah.
It's gone.
It's cathartic. It's therapeutic. We're helping people.
What has triggered you, Lise?
I am not a fan of when you're walking past the kitchen or the bathroom and the pocket of your jeans gets caught in a handle.
I
don't like it.
It hurts.
I get triggered.
Triggered.
What about you, sir?
Okay. When somebody asks me to be more Pacific.
Triggered.
Like, do I need to look like I'm blue? Have some waves?
I do.
I think you mean specific.
Vicky from Hillcrest. What's got you triggered?
I am getting really frustrated with every time you go into a public toilet that has 10 cubicles. And it's empty. There's no one in there. And you go in there, you get into one of the cubicles, and then someone comes in and sits right next to you.
Triggered.
They just don't know what personal space is. Really, I'm with you, Vicky. Hannah from Belmont, what's got you triggered, girlfriend?
Oh, it's the worst. When straight women refer to their female friends as their girlfriend?
Hey, girlfriend.
No.
Oops.
No.
Whoops.
You don't hear men calling their male friends boyfriend. I'm not going to the pub for a drink with my boyfriend. No, they're their mates. You're confusing the lesbians.
We're not confusing the lesbians.
Triggered.
It is to find out if a woman is queer or not. And they're like, oh, you're good, I'm my girlfriend. Are you? Are you really?
Triggered.
Oh,
all right,
Hannah.
Hannah, we'll stop. We'll
That's
stop
so
saying
good.
That. Then,
That's
sorry,
so good. Aaron from the city. Wow, wow. I think I'm triggered with that suburb.
Geographical ambiguity.
No, she's from Brisbane City, like the place next door to where you're at work
like
right now.
Erin, you live in the city?
Oh, look, can I say no now?
Yes, of course. Of
we're,
course.
Just, okay. we're just triggered. Okay. All right, Erin, what's got you triggered?
Good morning. How are you,
firstly? So well. Very well.
Good. All right, I'm going to give you a scenario. This happened to me yesterday, and it absolutely effed me to tears. I was on the phone leaving a message for someone. With another person, so not on a voicemail. And I said, is Sarah there? And she said, oh, no, she's not here at the moment. Can I take a message? I said, yeah, no worries. Can you let her know that Erin called? She said, no worries, Erin. Where are you calling from? I told her that. And what are you looking to speak with her about? And I've told her everything. And then she goes, hang on a minute. I'll just go get a pen.
You know, I think that was Lee. You did tell me that Erin called yesterday, didn't you?
My God, Lee.
Hey, Mitchell from Upper Mount Gravatt. Triggered, mate. Talk us through.
Oh, I rang up with one before, but I just realised another one that makes me even more triggered. When people...
Double triggered.
When people ring you up and you miss the call and you ring back, and they don't pick up. I was like, did you just throw the phone away and then run out?
Yes,
the house?
Did they trapdoor?
Triggered.
Hey, but Mitchell, wait. Just we've got to let you have the space to get your first one off
yes,
your chest.
You
what
must.
Was your first one?
It's when I'm in the public bathrooms and, like, there's if someone, like, tries to forcibly open the door. And I'm like, they don't.
Triggered.
The door didn't lock itself. Someone has walked in there, sat down and locked it.
I mean, Mitchell, nothing makes me more scared and anxious than someone trying to break into my loo. I don't like it.
And then you do that awkward cough where you're like, rather than saying, oh, I'm in here, still doing my biz.
Last one, Tanya from Strathpine.
Take us triggered home.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm absolutely triggered every time I walk to the city in the rain and people with umbrellas are walking underneath the cover and I have to walk outside in the rain. Because
triggered.
They're selfish.
I'm saturated walking to work at the moment.
Selfish umbrella holders.
Dry people.
Yes.
Oh, Tanya, good one. I hope you all feel
God,
so much better.
I love that segment so much.
So fun.
I just feel like it all makes us feel so normal at those little flashes of red that we have every day, right?
100%.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Yeah, we're chatting about a ruling that came last night from the Fair Work Commission that is a landmark decision saying that casual workers will be given the chance to make their positions permanent after a year. So this isn't somebody, if you're just working 4 to 6 hours a week or what have you, you've got to be, I guess, doing a decent amount of hours in a workplace at a casual rate. And you can say to your boss, hey, 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 can you put me on the books permanently, please?
So on 131060, we are asking you guys, are you a casual worker who doesn't want to step up into a permanent position? Nathan from Alexandra Hills, what are your thoughts on this?
Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks.
Good. That's good. My thoughts on it is, if you don't feel like you need to step up to a permanent position, casuals, there's nothing wrong with casual.
Are you a casual worker?
Concreter.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm a concreter by trade and I just plan out my week of how I want to work. If I want to only do 3 days, I do 3 days to allow me to go to appointments or, you know, catch up on things I need to catch up on. And, well, you know, I'm only young, so I like to keep it, you know, a good lifestyle. And
yeah,
know,
get that like balance casual. There.
Yeah.
And I guess, do you feel like that will balance. Always be the way for you where you set your own agenda or at some stage you'll want a permanent gig?
I think at some stage I would love a permanent job, maybe in the long run.
Mm.
But at this point in time in my life, I think, you know, at a young age, a casual position's good.
Yeah.
Less stress for me, you know, not as much commitment and, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Nathan. Okay, Jason from, where are you from, Jason? Newton?
Newtown.
I thought that was like Newton. Isn't that a salamander?
Jason, are you a casual wanting to go full time, or you're quite happy the way you are?
I'm full time at the moment. I used to work at the casino, and
you know, the pay rate as a casual at the casino was really good. So when I was working there, I wanted to go there full time just to have that security of, you know, annual leave, sick leave and all of that.
Yeah.
But a lot of my mates that I worked with, they wanted to stay casual simply because there was a lot bigger difference in pays between full-time and casual.
So what would it have worked out to be? What was the difference in the hand a week if you'd stayed casual at your hours versus permanent part-time, like 100, 200?
As a casual, if you know all the games, you earn about maybe $33 an hour.
Yeah.
And as full-time, you're on like $27 an hour.
Yeah, it's a fair difference. Up. Fair difference.
So full-time at the casino, you'll do 38 hours a week. But with the casual, you can do 12 shifts a fortnight and then minimum 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I think it's also a difference in personality and what your needs are at any given point in your life. Some people want that security. They need that peace of mind. Other people are happy to go with the flow. Jamie from Logan Home, which camp do you fall in?
Well, I agree with Jason. I mean, I do two jobs. I do both the full-time gig for security purposes, and then I do my weekend work, which is bar and surface. And, I mean, yeah, you get great penalty rates, which is actually getting paid more than my full-time job.
Yeah.
But now that's getting cut a little bit, so it just kind of makes me want to work more hours at a full-time rate now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't get as much penalty rates anymore, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
tasty.
Yeah.
You've got the best of both worlds, it sounds like, Jamie.
Yeah.
Max, Matt from Alex Hills, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I've been a casual worker for the past 10 years and I recently moved to permanency now and actually really heavily regret the decision.
Yeah, why?
Oh, well, I mean, I've been just so consistently used to working without any of those sort of benefits from permanency, so I never really took any time off or anything like that. And, you know, like the times that it really hit me the hardest was overtime rates because I'd work over 12-hour days and... on permanency, you just really don't seem to get that benefit with a lower wage.
So the benefit of having a secure job, just you haven't really seen sort of the highlights of that? You
got more money and flexibility when you were doing your casual gig for a decade, yeah?
Can you go back to being a casual, Matt?
Well, I am actually considering it, to be honest, because... I got so used to it that just overall, like I mean, just having the tax return coming in now, I can really see the massive difference over the last couple of years in comparison to the year of permanency.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Christine, what's your story? Hey. Where do you stand on casual versus permanent?
Well, for me, I can see the benefits of both sides. Obviously, there are benefits to each story. But for me, at the moment, I'm actually a mum.
Mm.
And I've returned to work after having my child. He's now two, and I'm 7 months pregnant. So it has been difficult because there's no security having a casual job if any manager before me was to try and get rid of me being pregnant. That was quite easy for them to do.
Mm.
Luckily, I haven't really had that. It's great because I've got the casual wage. I can do less hours, but, earn more money. But if my son gets sick at daycare,
you're not earning.
I have to go pick him up, and I'm not earning anything.
Mm.
That's where it becomes really difficult. And we're looking at a point where we want to buy a second house now. And we probably won't be able to until I go back to full-time work. So, I mean, I'm a graphic designer by trade.
Yeah.
But I'm currently doing hospitality as an in-between.
Yeah.
So I'm faced with the decision, do I go back to hospitality, which I don't want to be doing forever, but it's good for the money.
Yeah.
Or do I go back to what I enjoy doing and take a pay cut and have to work more hours away from my kids?
Well, I guess that's a question that a lot of people ask when they return to the workforce after kids, isn't it? It's a really interesting topic.
And the option is now there with this ruling, isn't it?
It is. You can either be your own master or
keep earning the big bucks on casual.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Well, 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 if it's not Mitch Robinson from The Lines in studio with us this morning. Sarah, you're looking really lovely for this occasion. Put on some lippy.
Thanks, Liz. I do what I can. Hey, Mitch is actually out. You're not playing. You've broken your ankle.
Yeah, round seven. I broke two bones in my second med. So we tried to let it heal for 3 weeks in a moon boot, but that didn't happen. So it was immediate surgery and put a pin in there. And it was season done after that. So it's a little bit frustrating.
Just shy of 150 games.
Yeah, I was on 149. It was all going to be the perfect story. The week after was at my 150th in Tassie. So that's where I'm from, my hometown. So my sister's 40th was that night. Yeah, so it's my sister's birthday as well that weekend. So I missed all of it.
And you know what? To add insult to injury, quite literally, you've had your bike stolen. It's all over the news. Yeah. What's happening?
Got it back. Yeah, so I got stolen on the weekend because I've just got out of my boot. I went for a little ride. It was my birthday present for a couple of weeks before that. Got it stolen, but unfortunately got it back. So it was a good story.
There's more story because you posted a video of the bloke who came in, nicked your bike. Mm-hmm. Who retreated it?
I got it back. Yeah, I actually got it. Social media helped a little bit because my someone from the club spotted him in the area and then called me up, and then we just jumped in the car and confronted him and got it back, so it was good.
Love.
Wow,
a good citizen's arrest. Love that.
Yeah,
you know what we're going to do, Mitch, to make you feel better? Did you know today is World Chocolate Day?
Not until I came in, no. I didn't realise that.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to fatten you up.
Yeah, okay. because you're now off season, we're going to lay some lard on you, really make you work to get back into condition, because you're clearly very out of nick.
Well, actually, I've been eating a bit of junk food, so my partner and I have been eating a lot of chocolate. That's why I'm having a little bit of breakout at the moment. So I'm trying to get healthy, and then I come in here today. So it's kind of going backwards.
So what we've done here is we've got five mystery chocolates that contain,
mystery ingredients.
A mystery ingredient. So it's a surprise. They're all edible, but we don't know what the filling is.
But here's the good part. They've been dipped in Max Brenner chocolate. So the chocolate is top notch from our friends at Max Brenner. Now, we're going to have to guess what's in them. Is that the go, producers?
Yes, and the chocolate masks the scent of what it is. And this is all happening, of course, because it's World Choc Day, and you can take anything into a Max Brenner and get it dipped in.
Yeah, they're offering a free drizzling of their iconic pure melted chocolate on anything you bring in on today.
Like Mitch
Pretty
could
good.
Take his bike in.
Oh, get it dipped in chocolate? I don't think it's very sanitised, but...
No.
Mitch. Now you guys do the honours first and I'll go.
Oh, gosh. What a gentleman.
All right, well, it's round and flat.
Doesn't look like chocolate underneath that.
Underneath doesn't look like chocolate, does it? I think I know.
Okay, just hook in.
Okay, hook in, guys. Little vibe.
This is good. I can guess it already.
Go, Mitch. Right. You're our guest.
Is that cheese?
Yep.
It's a baby bell.
Okay.
Baby bell cheese.
I think my son eats that, so I can tell.
That actually tastes
not bad.
Nice.
It's not the worst, but...
It's not the worst. Okay, what's next?
Okay, Liz, Mitch is chugging.
Well, hold on. I was going to say this is entirely coated in chocolate. I can't tell at all. At first, I thought it was going to be a strawberry.
It's larger. I can see a bit of green coming through.
Can you?
I hope it's peppermint.
Oh, my God. I'm scared.
Oh, God.
That was super crunchy.
God.
What is that?
It's a Brussels sprout.
Oh, God.
That one's horrible.
A Brussels sprout. The producers really hate us.
You know what? That actually tastes better than steamed Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I actually agree.
Well, you've changed your tune, haven't you? You just said it was terrible.
No, because I'm thinking you're looking at it now and it looks disgusting, but it actually wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad. I prefer the crunch of a
thank you.
Plate. Raw this brussing. Looks like a dog's breakfast or a dog something.
Small and...
It's twisted. It's a little bit like...
Misshapen.
I can see it looks like
honey. Okay, go. Oh! Juice came out.
What is that?
It's a mandarin.
Tomato?
It's a mandarin.
No. Okay.
It's a mandarin.
That was awkward.
I didn't actually...
Lucky this isn't TV. I just dribbled all over myself.
When it squirted in my mouth, it didn't feel... I thought it was orange.
Didn't feel levels of wrong.
Okay, another little log-shaped delight.
Okay.
I'm going to say this looks like a date.
Oh, that's actually really nice.
Okay, hold on. It's a date.
That is delicious.
That is amazing.
I've never eaten a date before.
Haven't you?
Keeps you regular.
I ate that whole.
It really does.
Yum. I'll come back to that one.
No, I've had it all now.
Have you?
I ate all of that.
All right. Plate five.
Plate five. Final plate. Oh, it's flat.
This looks actually like a dead moth dunked in chocolate.
This is taste testing. A random selection of food our producers have dipped in chocolate for you guys.
I'm still finishing the date.
Oh, okay.
What? Oh.
Yeah, where've you been?
Oh, what is it? What is it?
Eat it.
No, I don't want to. I can smell it.
You've got these. What is it, Robbo?
It's on pizza. It tastes like fish. Yeah.
Sardines. Oh, that's just cruel. That is cruel.
Mitch, that was brilliant.
That was not a sardine.
Mitch Robinson from the Lions.
Yes.
Of course, you guys are, well, not you personally, but the team is playing the Cats tomorrow at the Gabba. 7:25 tickets are still available online. You going to take any of those back to pump the team up?
Yeah, I've got a couple of tickets lined up for some family, but...
Maybe you could sabotage the Cats by sending them some chocolate-covered sardines.
Well, they're actually up
Cats
here on the Gold Coast.
Cats love sardines,
they're
right?
They're up here on the Gold Coast, so maybe I can... Yeah, there's a Max Brenner down there, surely they can go
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks to our mates at Max Brenner for giving us the chocolate to...
So you can just walk in with anything?
Anything. Mitch is still
struggling with the concept.
He's not letting go of
anything, understand.
Mitch. Like, anything.
So I can
anything.
Go with a Brussels sprout and just go, I want to dip this.
Yep. That's
do it.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. Okay.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Hey, Brizzy, on 131060, we're asking, what's the best thing you've been offered on the job if you're a tradie? This is because Lise is suffering from guilt, well, I suppose, or questioning how much of her home and pantry she needs to offer up to the tradies while they're putting in her new bifold doors.
Correct. I've got two tradies at home at the moment, Damien and Louis. I really, really enjoy their company. They're mm-hmm. great, but do mm-hmm. I feed them? Do I water them? Do I crack a beer? Do I...
They're not a lily pilly.
Do I bake them scones? Do I make them sandwiches? I don't know what's... They've never asked for any of this.
No, I think it's just...
Do I play music in the background?
Do you think we offer all these things so they don't overcharge us?
No.
So they're like, that Lise is really lovely. I'm not going to add that extra grand on. She gave me a beer. Mitch from Kenmore. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Mitch. How are you?
I overworked, underpaid, same as the rest of us. I asked one of my guys to work this Sunday at a big job we got in Stafford, and I've just found out while I'm paying him, 2-hour baked lunch last Sunday he worked.
How did you find that out?
I asked him in front of the customer, do you mind working Sunday? He's like, yeah, absolutely. She looked at him and said, we'll be doing another baked lunch.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
So Mitch, you're obviously tradie. What do you like to get when you're...
I mean, he wants
a
baked lunch.
Obviously a baked lunch, but is it polite? Do you like some scones? Do you like some chocky bickies and a cup of tea? Or just none of
What's the minimum, Mitch?
I tell you what, the best thing that we can get, I reckon, is left alone and paid at the end of the job.
Okay.
Sensible.
I like the sound of that.
Sensible.
It's pretty easy, but people are so lovely. It's nice to work in people's homes when you're doing finishing work.
Well, Mitch, Lise might give you a call if she needs any of that done out of the property.
I won't be putting on a baked lunch for you, though, Mitch, for you or your contractors. Jason from Burpengary, what have you been offered on the job as a tradie?
Two slabs of beer.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And is that the pinnacle of your tradie career? Getting...
Oh, it's a godsend. It's the best thing you can ever get on a Friday afternoon.
Okay, so is that reserved for Fridays? Is that best offered up on a Friday only?
Like, do you have to go via the bottle on the way home today,
yes,
Lise?
That's what I'm wanting to know, Jason.
Thursday and Friday, sure.
Look, you sound very demanding.
There you have it. Beer and a baked lunch. The tradies have spoken.
I can do it. I'm getting some meatballs ready as we speak.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Hey, guys. It's been announced. It's official. Laura Geitz, absolute superstar, returning to the Queensland Firebirds for the 2018 Super Netball.
Woohoo!
Very exciting. We have Laura on the line. She's in the car, I think.
Laura, we know you're in the car. You're a wanted woman this morning. Now, just quickly, the last time we spoke to you, you were changing a little nappy disaster from your dear boy, Barney.
Laura, is...
Today, we read that you are back in the Queensland Firebirds for 2018.
Is it because Barney's nappy was terrible?
I am. I must have, look, I'm so excited. There's so much going on. Obviously, life is busy, but it's wonderfully busy. It's exciting, and I'm
I'm just really looking forward to being back with my other family in 2018, that being COVID.
I mean, it's just like Alfie returning to Origin. We're so pumped in here. And, you know, when you... The Firebirds won back-to-back under your captaincy. I mean, the pressure's on, but I just can't imagine the excitement at your end, at your teammates' end, that you're back on board next year.
Because you really missed it, didn't you, Laura? I read that you actually hated watching the games when you couldn't play.
Yeah, it is hard. It was hard, obviously. Well, I mean, it's like anyone that's been a part of something for so long and then all of a sudden you're not there. I didn't miss it greatly because obviously I had so much other joy in my life with Barney and my hands were full with dirty nappies, as you mentioned, and yeah. Everything else that comes with motherhood. But, you know, it's what I love to do. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about the pressure of returning and are you going to win and... You know what, at the end of the day, I'm no different to any working mother returning to their job.
And you've still got the goods. You're here if we need, and we need you. Now, I've got one question to ask. Because you're Laura Geitz, do you have to try out for the team again, or they're just like, Laura, 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 come on in?
Oh, no, look, I definitely have to prove myself. And, it's, you know, I'm contracted with the Firebirds, which is really exciting. The season doesn't start until post-Commonwealth Games next year, so I've got a decent amount of time up my sleeve to get back into some decent form, and that's what I plan to do. You know, that's the challenge that is laid down for me, is to return, and 12 months is a long time to be away from the game. You know, there's so much talent coming through, and it's up to me now to work hard to earn my spot back.
I mean, Laura, you're a wonderful role model, and as you said, a great role model for your son to see such a capable mum back on the field, back in the workplace, and
we're
100%
behind you. The whole of Queensland is go. Don't get stuck in Brisbane traffic.
Bye, Laura. Thanks so much for your time. Go get him.
Bye.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Sarah, actually, this is quite serious in my eyes.
Great, yes. Take it down, take it down. Take the mood down.
I'm going to my shady personality. Okay. Yesterday I went to Grilled at Rosalie.
Mm.
Love that place. I actually wasn't purchasing food for myself. I was buying it for somebody else who works really hard and I like to feed people.
Oh,
I'm a feeder.
You're like Mother Teresa.
Yeah, I am. So anyway, went in, placed my order. I was waiting at the counter because, you know, it's all very freshly made. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw this gentleman. He actually wasn't a gentleman. That'll come out later in my story. He was an older man, probably in his late 60s, and I saw him approach the waitress, a very young waitress at Grilled. She looked, you know, maybe 19 or 20, lovely young girl, and he approached her quite aggressively. He was holding two schooners, like two empty glasses,
yep.
Beer glasses. They were clean. There'd be no liquid inside them, but... He was very shouty and aggressive, waving these glasses in her face, telling her that they had finger marks all over them. And, you know, I mean, it's
like,
not a five-star restaurant.
Are they your finger marks?
Well,
like,
I don't
you've
know.
You've been touching them.
I don't know what his issue was. You know, I mean, Grilled is a lovely establishment. It's not a five-star restaurant, though, right? So
no.
If there's a finger mark here and there, that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
But he was very irate about it. And I think I overheard her quite very politely point him in the direction of where the glass station was. You know how they have sort of like a self-serve where you can go and get your own glass. No, he did not like that one bit. He started really getting in her face and saying, no, you do it. I want you to get the glass. I want you to wash these off. Just, it made me feel so uncomfortable. And I was just observing the whole thing, wondering at what point does someone think it's okay to talk to someone like that, whether they're there, you know, she's there working there. And I could just see, you know, I remember being 19 or being in a first job. I used to work at Kmart. I was a checkout chick when I was 16 and a half.
Yeah.
And when a grown, when an adult speaks to you in that way, I could just see this young girl just like die a little on the inside.
Yeah.
And anyway, she managed to get herself out of the situation and did what he asked. And as she walked past me, I sort of gave her a smile and said, oh, you know, he seems like a lovely human. And we had a bit of a chuckle over it. But I just thought,
People get aggro so quickly these days. It doesn't take much if you're that type of a personality to just send you over the edge. I mean, me, I just think if you're in grilled, you're going to get a burger and chips. What's there to be angry about?
Those two girls on Hit 105.